Tracy's back once again. Glad to have you back. It was hopefully a very successful Salvation Army bell ringing campaign.
Oh, Rich, we did great again this year. We were 15% up than last year. Mm-hmm. We raised $19,545.38. So we did great.
That's terrific.
I know it. We did really well.
And you're always looking to improve each and every year, and you did just that, didn't
Yes,
you?
We did. And I just thank this community so much for all they've done. The need is definitely there. And the Ministerial Association is who puts it on, and mm-hmm. I volunteer for them. And we had a website this year, and it really went well. We had a couple prizes that we had for the volunteers. If you signed up, you could have one entry into our three gift certificates. Mm-hmm. The first two are from Willow Creek Meats, and they were donated by an anonymous source. And the first one was $250. And Tara helped me draw.
Sure.
Girl here, she helped me draw. And that was Morgan Weimer won that.
Okay.
And he is affiliated the Sinners Sanctified group.
That's right. Yep.
So he rang with them. And then Tonda Simmons won the $100 Willow Creek Meat card. So she rang with Farm Credit.
Okay.
They did a whole day for me, and I really appreciate that. And then Lene Fritchie won the $50 Jolton Joe's gift card. Jody donated that mm-hmm. from Jolton Joe's, and Lene rang with the St. Pat's group. So
you had some good groups that really helped out with the cause.
Yes, we really did. We have MMB that rang, and I really appreciate everybody. We had the dance team that rang, Walmart employees rang. We really had a lot of groups. Of course, from the churches, the E-Free mm-hmm. Church rang, Assembly of God, St. Pat's, United Methodist Church, the First Congregational Church, McCook Christian Church, and St. Albans. So all the churches participate, of course, because it's by the Red Willow Ministerial Association. So, and we ring out to Walmart, and they are just so kind to us. They keep the buckets safe. They're very cordial in handing out everything for us. We couldn't do it without them.
That's terrific. That's great. And you had some of the businesses. Did you have some youth groups as well, huh?
Yes, we had the CYO from St. Pat's, and we also had the student council from St. Pat's. We had the student council from McCook High School, the FBLA group from McCook, and also the Interact group. And we had a pizza party challenge. This is probably the last year I'm going to do that because I'm going to think of something different. Uh-huh. But the FBLA group won. They haven't won before. Uh-huh. So we'll be getting together with Mrs. Janes and getting that set up for their group.
That's good. That's a little incentive and challenging the other groups and who can do the most hours, huh?
Yes. And, you know, that's not even taken out of the money. That's donated also. So the pizza, the pop, and the candy bars are donated by an individual. So we don't really have any overhead at all that we take out. So over 90% stays local. Rich, some years it's 95. Some years, if we don't raise enough, we have to borrow from Omaha. So we'll just see how this budget goes. And I never really know because I'm the intake person uh-huh. and take it to the bank and they take it from there. But our fiscal year runs through July, so we never know for sure. But everything went really well.
That's great. And that money will go to some things that will be well needed, right?
Yes. The main fundraiser that we'd like to fund is the backpack program that happens right before school. Mm-hmm. And that supplies them with a new backpack and school supplies and things for the needy kids. And that's really a great thing when parents can't afford that. We also do heating expenses and cooling expenses, depending on what time of year. And then we also help people out with rent, mm-hmm. Rent assistance if they're in a bind. And it all goes through somebody that's got to approve that, of course, the Ministerial Association. And they also work with Barb Ostrom's, I can never remember.
And Nebraska Community Services.
Thank you, Rick.
Yep.
My memory's gone. Anyway, they're really good about helping us out with that. And like I said, it's definitely needed, unfortunately. But I'm very lucky to have a family that helps me out. And so when people don't and they need a little help, it's nice that we can support them.
Well, God bless that you do it. You coordinate this every year, and it's not easy. It's not easy, well, but And folks sign up, and the website, I'm sure, helped out with the sign-up this year, didn't it?
Oh, it really did. And it wasn't cumbersome like I thought it was going to be. You know, it takes a while to get used to it and everything, but everything went really well. My dad helps me out. I really thank him for all of his help, too. He runs me around town and stuff. So, and all the restaurants helped because I put all the table tents on there, kind of giving a little more information about it. Of course, you guys, the Gazette. Rich, without you guys, we wouldn't be able to get the word out there. So thank you so much.
Glad to help out. Glad to help out. You're planning on coming back again next year?
I think so. I think so. I told the ministers it would be nice if I had a coworker. So if anybody's interested out there, I just do it probably 5 months out of the year because I start in October. And it's not a lot of work, but it'd be nice to have a backup just in case we ever need one. So if anybody's interested, they sure can give me a call at 350-0904, or if anybody knows of anybody. I want to thank Jolton Joe's. Jody definitely gave with our gift card. She also let me put one of the little kettles there. Mead Lumber helped us with a little kettle. Farrell's Pharmacy and Hallmark Store. The Spirit Shop, New Life Christian Bookstore. High Times Liquor Mart, and Instant Convenience Store. So they have the little kettles around town, and that helps us out a little bit, too.
All right. And before you know it, as you all know, in our day and age, Christmas will be here October when you're starting to get things around. Going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, it goes so fast. So, like I said, we just thank everybody in town, everybody that rang. And it's fun. You see people that you haven't seen for a while, and everybody that gave. We are so blessed in this community.
And there were a couple of cold days in there in December, too.
Yeah. We didn't ring the day that it was the windstorm from heck, but we didn't ring that day because I just was afraid of that sign toppling over. So that's the only day we didn't ring. And like I said, we were better than last year, even with that day taken out. So
we'll be looking forward to you talking with us once again coming up here down the line in 2022.
Yes, it's going fast. Thank you again, Rich.